tough row to hoe for the defense, but you get the shutout tonight, and I know you, and some of the other guys had your struggles. Had to feel good, though, to get you a pick here tonight with a nice return, by the way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now talk a little bit about that. You make the grab, and then it's your first interception. I mean, you had four tackles last week, but first interception as a Bearcat varsity player. Just talk about the – you see the ball coming, you make the grab. Tell me about it.
Yes, sir. I just kind of saw the ball coming, and I just kind of boxed out my receiver and went up and grabbed it from him and kind of played it from there. Ran away from my blockers and went up the sideline.
Nathan, you guys really didn't know anything about this team coming in. In fact, you basically had to adjust during the game based on their formations. What kind of a challenge was that, just kind of getting settled in to understand how to get into the rhythm of this game?
I mean, we were working all week on anything they could possibly come out with. So we weren't like – I know we know – we didn't know what to expect from them, but they came out and we came out ready to go and it – worked from there.
Well, I know Coach Wood, athletic director, joined y'all this week a little bit, helping out. And he is, as Mercedes was talking about, he's kind of a secondary guru. What are the kinds of things you may have learned from him this week and what he brings to the table helping you guys out on the defensive side?
Oh, yeah, we've learned a whole lot this week from him. Just basic stuff, backpedaling, seeing the whole field, playing loose. You know, last week we were a little tense, a little amped up. This week we were trying to stay loose, see the whole field, understand what's happening.
Nathan, just one thing about this team, about this defense. Obviously, you had a couple guys out last week. Weston returned this week. But what do you think this defense has a chance of accomplishing as the season gets older?
As the season goes on, I think if we stick to what we know and what we do, we'll be just fine and we'll keep having games like this. It's just a matter of keeping to what we do and holding to our high ordeals.
All right, well, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the pick. And we look forward to the start of district play next week. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You bet. That's Nathan Fingar, our reunion title defensive player of the game, as we now turn our attention to the offensive side of the ball. Matt Tague is our reunion title offensive player of the game. And how long has it been, Matt, for you since you last carried 15 times? And not only carried 15 times, nearly 100 yards, but in the end zone four of those 15 carries. Had to be a fun night for you.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
But talk about, you knew you were going to get the start. Was your week any different preparing, knowing, all right, Jace isn't going to be there tonight, I'm the guy? Talk about your preparation.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, normally I'm not a starter, so I don't get all the reps and everything, but starting this week, I've been able to really work on it and prepare for this game.
What is the mindset? Because you know, it's not, you're not the starter, as you said, and you're playing behind a guy who's, I don't know if he's not the best running back in the country, he's certainly in the conversation.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, as long as he's healthy, he's going to be the guy. So what mindset do you take during practice and workout so that you are ready in a situation like this to come into the game?
Honestly, all I'm thinking is just what I can do to best prepare the team for the next game, even if it is as a backup, as Jace's backup. I mean, I'm willing to do it.
You know, Matt, you had so many reps last year, so many attempts when Jace was dealing with a couple of injuries, and even in cleanup time too, in a lot of those games that got out of hand. I want to know what that experience meant for you as you were preparing in the offseason for this year, for games like tonight, and moving forward for the rest of the season.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was kind of surprised. I was expecting to be on JV all of last year, and they moved me up, and I was excited and everything, but it gets really nervous, especially because you got a big competition being on a Lido team.
No doubt.
Kind of understated, but yeah.
Yes, sir.
Both your non-district games now in the books. Is there a different mindset now that it's district play starting next week, or do you guys just keep doing what you're doing?
No, sir. Same mindset. We just got to keep on trucking.
All right. We appreciate the time. Congratulations on the big night. Congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is our reunion title offensive player of the game, running back Matt Tague, who put it in the end zone four times tonight.